Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. The westward expansion of the United States did not just open new lands to eager settlers. It opened new doors of opportunity for women. 19th century social ideals limited a woman's sphere to home and family, but the demands of the Western experience challenged women to venture beyond accepted standards of feminine behavior and find independence as homesteaders and entrepreneurs. A child of westward expansion, Sitka's former postmistress, Paulina Cohen, tackled the new frontiers of womanhood as an artist, traveler, and businesswoman extraordinaire. Born in 1859, Paulina Cohen grew up in the gold camps of California. Just 9 years before her birth, Paulina's parents, Bertha and Abraham, had immigrated from Prussia, where Abraham had trained as a brewer. Seldom in one place for very long, the Cohen family followed the gold discoveries north, operating breweries as they went, in San Francisco, Portland, British Columbia, and later Sitka. In 1867, Russia transferred its claims on Alaska to the United States. Lured by new opportunity, Paulina's father quickly secured passage to Sitka, established partnerships, opened the Sitka Brewery in 1868, and became one of the first Jewish merchants in town. Paulina, her siblings, and mother Bertha joined Abraham a few years later. From the beginning, Paulina became an instant favorite among Sitkins. Stephen Ushin remarked in 1874, "The best masked ball this year was given by the Cohens, who caused everyone to get inebriated with beer of his own manufacture." However, many of the visitors were interested not so much in their reception by the hospitable hosts as in their newly arrived daughter, Pauline, a good-looking young girl who likes to dance. Clearly influenced by her family's hard-working, industrious nature, as an adult, Paulina proved a strong businesswoman and an active member of the community. In 1878, Paulina began teaching and by 1887 also helped in the post office. When the postmaster retired in 1890, Paulina received the appointment. She held this position for a decade and became the first to offer money order service in Sitka. She stepped down in 1900 in order to run the Baranoff Hotel. After the Organic Act of 1884 provided bare essentials of government for Alaska and notably prohibited the manufacture and sale of alcohol, Paulina even worked to keep her family's brewery business afloat by applying to the Department of the Interior for a license to produce medicinal beer. In her spare time, Paulina organized picnics, volunteered to teach English at the Russian school, taught Sunday school, and participated in amateur theatricals. Paulina also pursued her love of painting. With no formal training available in Sitka, she took lessons from visiting professional artists. She captured the local flora in watercolor studies and in her landscapes recorded early post-transfer Sitka scenes seldom seen in photographs. In no apparent rush to settle down, Paulina did not marry until she was 36. A ripe old age for a woman in the 19th century, and when she did, it was to Alexander Arkhangelsky, a man more than 10 years her junior. She continued to work after her marriage and even supported her husband by renting furnished rooms in California, where the couple moved in 1903, so he could further his mining education. Upon his graduation, the couple returned to Alaska, where Alexander worked in Treadwell at the Red Bullion Mine and Mill, and helped to discover claims that would develop into the Hearst-Chichikov Mining Company on Chichikov Island. In 1910, Paulina and Alexander left Sitka for Seattle, Honolulu, and later Tahiti. She continued to live in Tahiti, but made numerous trips back to Sitka before passing away in 1941. Paulina's life broke every mold as she trailblazed the way for independent businesswomen to follow, and as an artist, she left an invaluable visual record of life in Sitka at the turn of a new century. March is Women's History Month, and the Sitka Historical Society honors the women whose contributions propelled Sitka's history forward. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.